Well, of course, lockdown has put strains on some people's relationships, some marriages, and leading in some cases, sadly, to people deciding to divorce. There's been some changes in the divorce laws recently, and I'm joined on the line by Rebecca Vary from Woodfines. Rebecca, hi.
Hi.
So talk us through what was the situation and where are we at now?
So, our current law, the Matrimonial Causes Act, we've had for quite some time, 50 years, and it's pretty outdated now. So the position was that if you wanted to divorce, you presented a petition to the court that your marriage has irretrievably broken down, and then you had to rely on one of five facts to support the petition. The facts were unreasonable behaviour, adultery, desertion, 2 years separation and 5 years separation. So if, unless you wanted to wait a period of several years before divorcing, you had to apportion blame essentially on your spouse in order to proceed with a divorce petition.
And what,
the problem with that obviously was that it creates conflict between the couple, which is not good for anybody, particularly if there's children involved.
No, it can leave a bad taste, can't it? Because you have got to say something bad.
Yeah, and the petition is seen by your spouse. So when you draft your petition and write things about their behaviour, it goes to them. So they get to read what you've said about them. So it's not nice. And we've been campaigning for a long time, a group called Resolution, who's the body that basically says that family law should be dealt with as amicably as possible. I'm a member of Resolution, and Resolution campaigns for many years to say, look, our current law is outdated and it isn't helping families in the situation where, you know, they know that the couple know that they've come to the end of the road, they want to separate, they want to divorce, but it's so painful for them to have to go into the ins and outs of what happened in the relationship and why they no longer love one another. This is the reform that is coming in. So basically it's a new act. It's called the Divorce, Dissolution and Separation Act of 2020. And the good news is it was passed in June this year. There's going to be some time until it actually comes into effect, probably at some point next year. But at the moment, what we know is that the new legislation replaces the requirement for one of the five facts to be relied on. So what we now will have is a new requirement to provide a statement of irretrievable breakdown. So essentially, it's a no-blame divorce. The petition doesn't have to blame anybody. The couple can actually petition together. They can file a joint application for divorce, which again creates, much more of a harmonious way of going about separating. So it's a big change.
Well, it is, because back in my parents' day, it very much was a case of you married for life, and it was for better or for worse, and quite often worse could have been for many years in some cases, isn't it? You know, marriages did go wrong in the early stages, and never would a couple split up. Are we now sort of saying this is a little bit more of an easygoing society where two people can just sort of look at each other and say, do you know what, this isn't working. All right, yeah, we've got kids and things, but let's just not do this.
Yeah, I mean, it will undoubtedly make it easier to divorce, but actually that's not necessarily a bad thing. If a couple have decided that they've come to the end of the road and they want to separate, there's absolutely no point in making it difficult and painful for them to do so. The new act will also remove the ability for the other party to contest the divorce.
Right.
So if the couple don't make a joint application and it's just one party making the application for divorce, the act says that it's now not possible to defend the divorce. And actually, historically speaking, marriages aren't going to be saved by the ability of a spouse to defend a divorce. If the marriage is over, it's over, and the couple should be able to go through the process and divorce in the most amicable way possible. And actually, what the Act does do is it retains the bits of the current legislation that work. And what that is that we've got a minimum time frame. So it's going to be 6 months from the petition to the final decree of divorce, which is called the decree absolute. And what we will retain is the 6-week period between decree nisi, which is the first decree of divorce when the court says, yes, this couple are able to get divorced, and decree absolute when the court will legally end the marriage. And that's an important time frame because it is a period of for reflection. So if the couple decides, you know, maybe they do want to go along to couples counselling or something, then they've got the opportunity to do that and they haven't gone through to that final decree stage yet. But actually, normally what happens in that period is it serves as time for a couple to reach agreement on practical issues and financial issues, for example.
Does this affect the financial arrangements? Is that now very strict? Does it assume that couples have just gone, right, OK, we can divide this up ourselves, we don't really need an awful lot of help, you know, you get this, I get that, and we pay off the credit cards?
No, the financial side of things isn't going to change. So we'll still have the same, you know, we will investigate if we need to into the couple's finances in order to get financial disclosure, it's called, where the couple will exchange their financial information with one another so everybody knows what there is and what there is to be divided up. And then each spouse can get advice on what their claims are against the other and how it would be right to sort of settle those claims, applying the law. And that will still be effective. So that isn't going to go away. It's right that the couple has time between decree nisi and decree absolute in order to sort that out. And that can be done by consent. So obviously, if they're unable to reach an agreement about how they want to settle their finances, then they can make an application to the court and the court will make a decision about how the finances ought to be split. And that is likely then to hold up decree absolute because you don't want to go ahead and get your decree absolute and change your marital status before you've determined what you're going to do with the financial settlement. So that could cause further delay. But normally we're able to actually help a couple to reach an agreement. And then we would put that into a consent order, which is then presented to the court for a judge to approve in between decree nisi and decree absolute. It's all part of the process. And that was there before. So that side of things isn't changing.
And with the advent of COVID-19 and with the advent of social distancing and lockdowns, how easy is it to get the ball rolling? I'm guessing a lot of people probably have come to the end of the road. They've had 15, 16 weeks of this very worrying times, and some people are just going to go, do you know what, we're done. Mm. How easy is it to actually get the ball rolling, given that, you know, no one really wants to go into offices and do travelling or anything like that still, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been here the whole time for our clients throughout the pandemic. I think in the modern world, we're all able to do things virtually, you know, at a distance. So we rely quite heavily on emails and telephone communications, and that it means that we can continue to do our work and help couples to discuss issues around separation and divorce and the arrangements for children and finances without actually having to meet face to face. So it's very possible, you know, we can just carry on as normal, actually. And the other good thing is now the court is on board with sort of paperless working. We're able to file petitions by email and do all our applications by email to get the divorce through from the start to the finish. So nothing's really affected in that way, which is good news. We're still here to help and support and get them to the end of their divorce.
All right. Well, it sounds like there's actually some common sense has prevailed in the end, and that couples who are separating and are divorcing might do so in a slightly better frame of mind and temper by the sound of it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's positive.
Excellent. Lovely. Well, Rebecca, thanks for coming in and clearing that up for us, and we'll speak soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Neil. Bye-bye.